Superstars with us. He's a WWE superstar who attended John Glenn Elementary School. Welcome, Liz. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Do you think I have a chance to ever be a wrestler?
You gotta have a good stare down, Jeff. So okay. What you gotta do is basically when you stand there, size a person up a little bit. Start sizing me up. Get a little closer, start walking a little closer. Now you get so close that you're kind of uncomfortable. You can even start talking smack if you want.
Right.
Kind of like,
nice hair, peacock.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm gonna mop the floor with your mustache.
Okay, I'm gonna need some new pants to do this show.
That works.
Right?
Welcome to the classroom.
Thank you, it's good to be here.
Here's the cool thing. You guys are all playing for charity this week. Tell everybody about the charity you're playing for.
I am playing for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Awesome. Oh, let's win them some money.
Let's do it. Let's win them some money.
Let me tell you the cool thing about this classroom.
You get to cheat off of these smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. We have Kamani.
All right. You ready?
Taylor. And Kevin. All right, guys, pick
this.
One up. Pick one of them. Let's get started.
All right, let's go with Kevin.
Kevin, come on.
Let's do this. Come on.
Let's find out, is The Miz smarter than a fifth grader? All right, Kevin, 10 subjects up there. We gotta help him with one. What would it be?
Fifth grade measurements.
Fifth grade measurements, top of the board.
Kevin's feeling confident. Let's go with fifth grade measurements.
Fifth grade measurements it is, guys. All right.
I'm a little nervous.
It's worth $5,000. Here's the question. How many cups are in 28 fluid ounces? How many cups are in 28 fluid ounces? All right, Kevin's locked in his answer.
All right, we are going to go with there are 7 cups in 28 fluid ounces.
Boom!
Come on! Come on! Come on! Give it to me!
You said 7. Take a look at the board. 8 fluid ounces are in 1 cup.
Yep.
So 28 divided by 8 would be 3.5 cups.
Thanks.
If Kevin said 3.5, we got $5,000. If he said anything else, we have a little work to do.
Yeah.
Take a look at the board over here. This 10-year-old said 14.
It's okay.
It's okay. There's still $20,000 on the board. Still turn that into $200,000. Pick another subject, let's make a little money.
I'm gonna keep going with fifth grade social studies.
Fifth grade social studies, sound good? All right.
Let's get one right in fifth grade.
We're
let's
5,
get one right in fifth grade. Come on!
We're gonna do it.
Come on.
You ready?
Yeah!
Fifth grade social studies, here's the question. The federal agency that oversees much of our public lands is called the BLM. What does BLM stand for?
I don't have this.
The federal agency that oversees much of our public lands is called the BLM. What does BLM stand for? Kevin's locked in his answer.
BLM.
I will tell you a lot of things, Jeff.
And it's not bacon, lettuce, and mongoose. That's not it.
Bureau of Land Markets.
Come on!
Boom!
Here we go! Give it to me!
Miz, the Bureau of Land Markets is absolutely wrong! You had to. I'm so sorry, really. You know what? It's right. Just give him the money. It's right.
Come on!
You were close!
I was?
Bureau of Land Management.
No!
Yes!
Did you actually know it, Kevin?
Well, we're about to find out.
Come on, Kevin!
Kevin said, Bureau of Land Management, that's right!
Kevin! Kevin!
sit there. Which one you like, Smarty Pants?
Let's try physical science.
Physical science.
He says fourth grade physical science. We're doing that.
Fourth grade physical
Let's
science.
Go.
All right.
Let's go, Kevin. Let's go, baby. All dead.
Here is the question. True or false? The atomic mass of an atom is affected by how many neutrons it has. True or false? The atomic mass of an atom is affected by how many neutrons it has. Kevin has locked in his answer.
I'm a positive person, so I always think true. True. True!
Boom!
Come on! Come on! Here we go! Here we go!
The atomic mass of an atom is comprised of the total number of protons, electrons, and neutrons. It's true!
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe, and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topical topics and news and guests and comedians and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well, and we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcast.
Classmate, let's go after
right.
That money.
We're gonna go with Taylor.
Taylor, come on up here.
Here we go, Taylor. You feeling smart today? You're feeling really smart.
All right, if we had to help Ms., what would you recommend?
Either math or grammar.
Math or grammar? A third grade or fourth grade question.
Let's go with fourth grade grammar.
Fourth grade grammar, okay. The fourth grade grammar question is this.
Come on.
In the following sentence, what word is a definite article? Kamani went to the wrestling event and drank a soda.
Woo!
In the following sentence, what word is a definite article? Kamani went to the wrestling event and drank a soda. Taylor has locked in her answer.
I'm not sure on this. I'm going to sneak a peek.
You want to sneak a peek?
Sneak a peek! Come on!
Sneak a peek.
Why am I so dumb?
Take a look at the board. Your 10-year-old classmate said the.
All right, sweetheart. We are going to go with the. Come on!
The. All right.
Don't lose $8,500. I can't lose $8,500. Come on. I don't want to look, Jeff. I don't want to look.
You don't want to look?
I'm going to look.
The is the definite article you're right.
I'm calling it. I'm calling it.
It's so true.
All right, Mr. WWE Superstar, which one next?
Let's go third grade math.
Third grade math. All right.
Why not?
It's worth $2,500. Here's the third grade math question. What negative integer is the highest in value? Taylor has locked in her answer.
I'm gonna lose all the money.
That's not a happy face.
It's not. What negative integer is the highest in value? Oh, highest in value. -1. -1!
Boom!
Come on! Come on! I don't need the kids. I don't need the kids.
The answer is
-1!
My head hurts, Jeff.
Five subjects remain. What do you think?
Spelling!
easy one, like pizza.
The third grade spelling question is this. What is the fifth letter in the following word? Camouflage. Camouflage. Taylor has locked in her answer.
You.
Yeah. Miz, it's all you, you're right! Superstars of the WWE in the classroom. Today we have The Miz, who has already won $17,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're down to first and second grade subjects. Kamani's up here. Which one do you like, Kamani?
Second grade life science.
He likes second grade life science, Miz.
Good with life science, huh? Second grade life science, let's do it.
Let's do it, all right. We get this one right, you got $18,000. Here's the question. Plankton is an example of which of the following? Mineral, fungus, plant, or the bad guy on SpongeBob SquarePants? Kamani has locked in his answer.
Already?
Plankton is an example of which of the following? Mineral, fungus, or plant?
Right now I almost want to copy because of how fast you went, but however, I'm feeling plant. Come on, C. Come on, plant. You got this.
Plant.
Come on!
Plankton is a plant, you're right. Three subjects remain. $2,000 on the board. Let's go get that last $2,000.
We're going to go with second grade anatomy.
Second grade anatomy. Okay, let's don't give money back. Don't hit this too quickly, okay?
Okay.
Second grade anatomy could add $1,000 to your total. Here's the question. The anvil bone is located inside what organ of the human body? The anvil bone is located inside what organ of the human body? Kamani just put the smackdown on the buzzer there.
Kamani.
Yo.
I think we're gonna go with a copy.
Okay.
And this one isn't gonna be a slap. This one's gonna be a two-fingered touch. Because I'm nervous.
Copy. The anvil is actually one of three tiny bones that is located in the ear.
I would have never got that right. Ever.
Now I'm nervous.
Now you're nervous?
Okay,
just show me.
So let's see. Miz.
Yeah.
Take a look at this board right over here.
Okay.
Kamani said.
I get a little excited, Kamani. My bad. My bad.
Kamani, nice job, buddy.
Yes.
Nice job.
Yes. Now I'm really nervous because I don't have the kids.
Very nice work today,
you
guys.
You kids are
you
geniuses.
Guys did great.
It's what we do.
Look at this. Two subjects remain. Astronomy or animal science?
I love animals. First grade animal science.
First grade animal science.
Dog or cat?
Right.
Dog or cat? This is first grade.
The first grade animal science question is this. True or false? Penguins are native to the southern hemisphere. True or false? Penguins are native to the southern hemisphere.
I thought they were native to the northern hemisphere. But wait, you got Antarctica down there that they all could be venturing in, you know, doing their little play thing, you know. I forgot to see that movie. I didn't get to see it. 50-50. We're gonna go with true. True.
Miz. Miz.
You are absolutely right, brother. It's true. Here's today's extra credit question. What is the most popular New Year's resolution? Is it A, pay off debt, B, quit smoking, or C, lose weight? Before the break, we ask, what's the most popular New Year's resolution? The answer is C, lose weight.
Yes.
Okay. First grade astronomy worth $500, Ms. Here's the question. How many days does it take the Earth to make one complete spin on its axis? How many days does it take the Earth to make one complete spin on its axis?
How many days does it take the Earth to spin one complete spin on its axis? One day. One day.
One day!
Boom!
Come on.
One day.
Come on! Come on! Come on! One day!
Yes!
One day!
Come here!
One day!
You're gonna point your finger at me and tell me something, brother? You're gonna try to tell me something, brother? Let me tell you something, brother! It's one day!
I am out of breath.
Miss, I do have one remaining question. We could turn that 20,000 into $200,000. I will tell you this, bonus questions are always fifth grade questions. You can see the subject and then decide what you want to do. The subject of today's bonus question is this. U.S. geography.
I was good at U.S. geography.
My gosh.
What are you thinking?
Well, right now, this isn't just for me. If it was for me, I would go with U.S. geography, 200,000, no problem. But this is for kids. For the kids, I am going to take the money. $20,000.
I'm dropping out, baby!
Drop it out!
Send me home with 20 grand!
I am going to do just that. $20,000
so
for the Make-A-Wish.
Thank you so much.
How about that?
Yeah!
All right, Ms., there's a camera right over there. I believe there's a little something you'd like to say to the world.
I'm a two-time Slammy Award winner, former world and WWE tag team champion, but I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Ooh, la, la. Audio up.